If a woman is clever enough to trick a man into marrying her, she is just setting herself up for misery and dissatisfaction. I have a friend who has been dating a man off and on for about 3-4 years now. And at one point, when she was out of town for an extended period, he had a one-night stand with another woman. Well, this woman got pregnant and is having the baby. So now this is a guy who's in his 50s and has no other children, so he's a bit excited and delighted that he's finally going to have a child. He's still seeing my friend, but he's doing it secretly because he doesn't want to hurt the feelings of this woman who is having his baby. Now my friend calls me very upset because she knows that this woman is trying to trick him into marrying her and she's going to steal him away. And I tell my friend, you know, if she is actually successful in getting this man to marry her because she's pregnant with his child, you should feel sorry for her. Because she will be married to a man who does not love her. And that does not feel good. Look, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is not landing yourself a husband. It's finding a relationship that is fulfilling and satisfying and gratifying and really boosts you forward and fills you up. So I advised my friend to walk away. All this complication, none of it has anything to do with her. And there's no reason to compete for someone on that level. So she did. And now she's dating another man who's very nice and has very few complications. And she's having a great time. So it's not about trapping a husband. It's about finding a fulfilling relationship. This is Jessica Sabatini from The 360 Woman. May you have your pie and eat it too.